I'm Dr. Robert Mather. Welcome to my podcast. My podcasts are available exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com. Today is Saturday, July 17th, 2021. Let's talk a little bit about government overreach, which seems to be something that there's a lot of examples of lately. The FBI recently, from their official FBI account, posted something on Twitter telling family members to be informants for political reasons. I'm going to read the actual tweet. So there's no ambiguity to this. Family members and peers are often best positioned to witness signs of mobilization to violence. Help prevent homegrown violent extremism. Go to the website to learn how to spot suspicious behaviors and report them to the FBI. So the FBI is telling people to determine what they believe might be signs of political extremism and what they consider to be violence and inform the FBI. Now, keep in mind, remember, January 6th, we still got people locked up. Ashley Babbitt was told to walk through a window, and when she did, she was shot when she was completely unarmed. And, you know, this is what the government is doing. It's a little bit of overreach when you tell people. Ted Cruz noted, tell people to, rat on each other. Ted Cruz pointed out that in both Cuba and China, they also asked children to spy on their parents. Recently, there was here in the city, there was a sighting of a Federal Protective Services officer having pulled over somebody for a traffic stop. Now, if you dig a little bit deeper, the Federal Protective Services are a branch of Homeland Security, and their authority appears to be somewhat vague into what they can get away with. And so anyway, now you've got part of the government that is not answering to anybody in the state, pull over whoever they want, give them traffic tickets, I guess. Anyway, it's interesting that this is somewhat of a new development we're starting to see here in the Oklahoma City area, which is Federal Protective Services cars pulling people over and giving them tickets. Also, more government overreach. Remember, Barack Obama introduced the DREAMers program, the DACA program. It's been declared to be illegal in the Southern District of Texas, finally, after 13 years, I believe. And that doesn't undo the people who are in the DACA program, but they're not going to take any more applications. And the program was deemed to be illegal, right? It was done through executive order because they couldn't get it through Congress or the Senate. They couldn't pass a law, so Barack Obama started writing executive orders. And we're seeing that again with President Biden. Of course, because that's the Democrats' playbook, right? If they can't get it through legally, then they'll do it illegally and just put people in a position where they're pawns, and then a decade later, somebody else has to go in and overturn it. Big tech censorship, right? Big tech is on board with the Democratic media complex, right? Big tech is right on board with all of that. Hunter Biden's laptop was real. They're finding that all of that's verified. The people whose emails were on there have said, yes, those are our emails. The emails, the photographs, the corruption, all of which was implicated on there, that big tech shut out. They completely blacked out any discussion of Hunter Biden's laptop. They shut down the New York Post article that was the expose of that during election time, because they said it was all false information. None of it was false. So the American people were lied to by big tech, who censored all of that, which was information that could have helped them make the correct decision, right? We've got Joe Biden's in office, so we'll talk about that in a minute. Unconscionable, what's going on with big tech. Voter fraud in Georgia. It turns out there actually was substantial amounts of voter fraud in Georgia. Big tech blocked any discussion of that leading up to the Georgia primary because the previous election where the fraud had occurred back in November, again, for political purposes. It turns out that that's true. So they were blocking, calling things false information, which were in fact true. Same thing with the frontline doctors, right? We're finding that hydroxychloroquine actually doesn't harm anybody and does in a lot of cases help. There are now studies out that support that. There were studies out that supported that before. The frontline doctors were blocked from YouTube and Google. Anything. You couldn't Google search them. You couldn't find them on YouTube. You couldn't share anything about them on Facebook or anywhere else in social media because there was a uniform blackout of all of that, right? It's the big media, it's the big tech cartel of social media that's in bed with the Democrats, right? And they do what they ask to. Jen Psaki the other day admitted that they tell Facebook when they should not be allowing certain posts about vaccines to occur. Again, that's the White House calling up Facebook and saying, hey, we don't think that this should be on your platform. That's what's going on. We've got the highest level of corruption we've seen. Right? Joe Biden and the Democrats lie to our faces on a scale never before seen in the U.S., and we pay them with our tax dollars to do it to us. We have the single weakest human being as our commander-in-chief in the most corrupt authoritarian administration of my lifetime. The Biden administration has given China a green light to dominate us economically and militarily. Free speech is on the ropes. There are active attacks on religion and the nuclear family, and to say that brings public mockery and shaming from progressives. Let's talk a little bit about my trip to CPAC last week. So I got to see radio host Larry O'Connor, author and host Kurt Schlichter. I got to spend a little bit of time talking to them. I got to see former Governor Rick Perry give a talk, Candace Owens give a talk. But I thought by far the highlight for me was seeing Glenn Beck's talk. And Glenn Beck brought a lot of his historical artifacts out to illustrate a story about America. And some of the highlights were that were things that we don't learn in school. The fact that the second slave ship landed at Plymouth and the slaves were set free and the ship owners were arrested and imprisoned for dealing in slavery because Americans didn't do slavery. The fact that the first legal slave in the U.S. was a black man owned by another black man who went to court to take that indentured servant and make him a slave. The very first legal slave in the U.S. was a black man owned by another black man who sued to keep him. The fact that 9 of the original, or I guess it was 11 of the original 13 colonies, were against slavery and wanted it to be written into the Declaration of Independence. But because they wanted it to be unanimous and 2 dissented, then they left that in. They left that out. The fact that at that time more white slaves than black slaves were owned across the U.S. and across the world, and that the U.S. is the only country where whites fought other whites to free black slaves. America has always stood for freedom for everybody. Don't ever forget that. You can listen to my podcast exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com. Feel free to purchase my book, Implicit Biases in the Unconscious, Liberal Biases, Racial Prejudice, and Politics, which is for sale at barnesandnoble.com, unless they eventually cancel that, in which case I'll still find a way to get you a copy. It's your tool to fight critical race theory. Thank you.